Take your Bibles in hand, please, and turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with action and in truth. Chuck Swindoll made this statement about attitude. He says, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think, say, or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Attitudes determine action. And our actions reflect our attitude. Now, this morning, you have been part of a survey or a head counting of a couple of different things. I had individuals out in the lobby today observing your actions and interactions with each other. And in that we're talking about love today, I can fairly well say that you are a congregation of people who fairly well like each other. Okay? There were, and these are inaccurate numbers, but general at best, because we can't be everywhere observing every single action, but there were over 40 hugs given to others, and over 38 handshakes given, along with other assorted types of greetings, okay? So that gives me a bit of an indication that your attitude is reflected in how you act. And so far, at least this morning, you act like you like each other. So that's kind of a good thing. But this is what John is getting at here, because he is telling us here is the evidence of love. And how more plain can you be? This is how we know what love is. All right? He tells us this is love. All right. So what is it? Well, the first point we look at is God's love in action. And we look at the definition of love. And this is how we know what love is, because he tells us very clearly. Love is giving. In John 3:16, God so loved the world that he what? Gave. What did he give? His one and only Son. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Love is giving. That is the definition of love. Jesus gave his life. The word here used, laid down, it literally means to laid aside. He laid aside his life for us. He gave up the most precious possession that he had, his life. I mean, we looked at this two Sundays ago. What's the most precious thing? Life. And Jesus gave his life for us. This is the definition of love. Now, the second thing points here is that God's actions reflect his nature. If you look ahead to chapter 4, verse 10, it says, this is love. This is love. In verse 16, it says, we rely on the love that God has for us. God's actions show his love for us and his love to us. God is love. This is one of the few passages in Scripture where it tells us God is something. It doesn't say God is loving or God likes to love, but God in his essence, in his nature, in his being is love. And Jesus reflects that nature of God to us. Jesus Christ died for us. He died in our place, and he died so that we might live. And the really interesting thing here is that he did this not when we reciprocated that love back to him. He did it when we were unlovable. In Romans 5:8, it says, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You understand what that means? Christ died for us, expressing the love of God for us, even before we came into existence. While we were still sinners, while we were still in rebellion and in disobedience to God, he demonstrated his love to us. He died. He gave us his son, Jesus. We are undeserving. There is nothing in us that merits God's love. We have not done enough good things that God would die for us. But God loved us as his creation while we were sinners. And in that context, he says, this is the reflection of his nature. God is love. I need you to see and understand something here. In our society today, love is so twisted. It is so out of context and to a degree so perverted that we don't have a clear understanding and definition of what love is all about. You know, love is not an abstract concept. It is not something that exists in our minds out in the nether regions or something like that. Love is not an emotion. It is not a feeling. It's not that gut instinct we have. That was last night's pizza or Chinese or whatever you ate, okay? I mean, but often we try to define love in that concept of something ethereal. It's something that's, you know, it's abstract. We can't really nail it down. And therefore, we can define love in our own terms, in our own ideas, in our own concepts, and that's okay. But it's not. But God tells us very simply, this is love. Jesus died for us. Love is action. Love is doing something. Love is giving. And Jesus gave his life for us. And in that context, he says, this is how we know what love is. And he gives us a concrete, we can reach out and touch and hold for ourselves, understanding of what love is. God loved us that he gave us his son, Jesus. Now, second point. My love in action. I need you to understand and pay very close attention to this next statement. God's expression of love is not to be admired. Now, I have not fallen off the deep end and I'm not getting heretical here, okay? But John says, God's expression of love to us is something that we should not admire. And often we do. We set it up on this lofty pedestal. God loved us so much, he gave us Jesus. And that's where we leave it. God's expression of love is to be followed. We're to follow it. It is to be an example to follow, and we're to do the same. He says, we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. We're to do the same. We come to a verse now that has been used for blackmail, to beat up people, and to make people feel guilty for myriads of reasons, especially when it comes to helping others. And it says, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need and has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? I've had that verse quoted to me so many times over the phone when I have refused to give out benevolence funds to every person that's come along and needy, and they're going, well, we have this need, and this is what the Bible says. And I says, I can't give you what I don't have. And that's not what God is intending here. The question comes now, how am I to love? First of all, he says, we are to love in action. He said, love is to seek the other's good, not harm. We're to seek the good of others, and that's what love does. We're not to be hurtful, we're to be helpful. We're not to be condemning, but to lift people up. And he says, love seeks other people's good. And love is also willing to sacrifice. How much are you willing to sacrifice? Well, John says we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. The ultimate sacrifice would be to give my life for someone else, for one of you. Would one of you die for me? That's how far we should be willing to go. I have seen examples of love taken almost to this end. My stepmother was willing to give a kidney to her son when lupus robbed him of the function of both of his. And she gave. There have been others willing to give and to sacrifice, even to give an organ or a body part to someone that is in need, and that's very admirable. And there are those who are willing to lay down their life and give their lives for us to protect us. Our first responders, our military. But as believers, John is telling us here that we should be able to take that step as well, that other, that we would be willing to lay down our lives for one another. Today, in certain parts of the world, that's happening. It's not a pipe dream. It's not something, you know, a what-if situation. It literally takes place. In the eastern part of Nigeria today, there is a concerted effort to literally rid the country of every single Christian. And Boko Haram and others are ardently working to that end. And thousands have been killed. In Sudan, the number is not in the thousands, it's in the millions of Christians whose lives have been taken simply because they claim the name of Jesus. And that doesn't include the Middle East. So he says that love is that point where we should be willing to sacrifice. Am I willing to give my life? Now, what God is asking of us is a willingness. Am I willing? And I think that's something that we really need to grasp and work with and work through. We live a rather cushy life. At this point in time, we don't have to worry about giving our lives for the sake of the gospel, at least where we live here. But John says there are also other, shall I say, lesser givings that he mentions here. He says, if anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need and has no pity. Theologian Dodd said this, love is the willingness to surrender that which has value for our own life to enrich the life of another. The willingness to surrender what has value in my life to enrich the life of another. All right. Need to get the wheels turning, the gray matter working here, you know, even churn some smoke, okay? What has value in your life? What is valuable to you as an individual? What is important to me? My time is important. My family is important. But what is important to you right now? Because, see, for you as an individual, love is defined by your willingness to give up what is important to enrich the life of someone else. What is valuable and what am I willing to give to others? Is it my time? Is it my talent, my abilities, my skills, the knowledge that I have? Is it my abilities to do things? Whatever those things might be. For some of you, and even for me, it would be maybe the time to cook a meal for someone and take it to them. Or I have carpentry skills to build a wall, to repair a fence, to help do some repairs around the home, to fix a leak in a roof. What am I willing to give that will enrich the life of someone else? You see, this is what God is calling us to do. To love. To put it into practice, to do. You see, in our lives, love acknowledges Christ's lordship of everything. You know, John Maxwell said, either he is Lord of all or he is not Lord at all. Either God is Lord of everything in my life or he is not Lord in my life. It's the understanding that what I have and what you have is not yours to own. God is the source of all that I have. And what I have is to be used to advance his kingdom. You know, we did a study a while back about getting Jesus a little further down the road in the lives of other people. What can I do? What do I have that can get Jesus down the road in the life of my neighbor who doesn't know Jesus? We all have material possessions. We all have stuff. We all have needs. But it comes down to this point of, if I am really a loving person, am I using the things that I have that came from God to advance his kingdom and enrich someone else's life? James kind of said it this way. He said, your actions need to back up your faith. The things you do need to back up what you say. It's not that, oh, I love you. I mean, those are easy words to say. But back it up with the things you do. That's one. The second thing of how I am to love is simply this, truth. He says, let us love not with words or tongue, but in action and in truth. The word used here to translate truth means genuineness and divine revelation. It is a reflection of attitude that is expressed in action. If I say I love you, then the truth of that is expressed in what I do for you and how I can enrich your life and get you down the road in your walk with Jesus. One wrote this, it said, this is the revelation of God's love through a human vessel. I like that. If I love in action and in truth, the genuineness of God's love, it comes through my life into yours and how I show you and in the things that I do to express love. The expression of God's love is not a thought, but it is in how I live. The expression of God's love is not just my attitude in my head, but it's expressed in how I live. You see, I think this is the breakdown in the church today. We are facing myriads of social issues. We are facing all kinds of accusations, and the reality is simply this. We are to love others, not in the things that we say, but in how we do, and in how we deal with them, and how we walk with them, and that is our challenge. How well are you loving? How well do you love others? Now, You see, at the conclusion, you got blanks. And I'm not asking you to fill these blanks in right now, but this is your homework assignment for the week, okay? You don't get off easy today. I am willing to show God's love to others in the following areas. How are you going to do that? How are you going to show God's love to others? I think it's an evaluation of the skills, the abilities, the talents that God has given you, the spiritual gifts that God has given to you, and basically what Jesus has done in your life. If Jesus has done enough in your life, then how are you going to show that love to somebody else? This is the how-to. And I'm going to be honest. I don't think you're going to be able to do it in just a few minutes. You're not going to fill in these blanks in just a few seconds. You're really going to need to think on this and work through it. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to do the same for our brothers. We need to love. How are we going to do that? How are we going to enrich the life of someone around us? That's the challenge. And that's the real evidence of love. So how are you going to do it? Let's bow in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, for the truth that you've given to us. And Father, I pray that by your Spirit, you would really work in us and in our thoughts and our minds and in our hearts as it relates to loving others. Father, give us the insights that we need that we might be practical in our relationship with other people. Some days, they may need a hug. They might need a help with a car. They might need repairs for something else. They might need someone just to listen. But Father, you have called us to love others and to express the love of God to them. Open our eyes, open our hearts that we might have practical means to do that. And I pray by your Spirit that you would work in each of our hearts that we might recognize what you have given us and how we can use that to express love to others. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.